Hello, I'm Jamie Waxman. It sounds like I was computerized, didn't it? Just for a second there. Hello, welcome to Playgirl Sex Pod. I'm Jamie Waxman. And no, I don't know how I normally sound, but I don't think it's normally like this. I'm a sex explorer, sex educator, just finished her master's in sex education. Don't you love when people talk about themselves without using words like me and I and use words like, well, she's very nice, but you're talking about yourself. She just finished her master's, which I'm very proud of, by the way. And just recovering from lots of different things. If you haven't tuned in before, this is a podcast on everything and anything that might have to do with sex, love, relationships, dating, hot men, hot women, whatever it is. And I am your host, Jamie Waxman, and you can get this podcast on PlayGirlTV.com. It's one of the free features still, or you can go to my website and check out what's there at JamieWaxman.com. And I just moved the mic. Sorry about that. You can also pick up the podcasts there a little bit later than you can on Playgirl TV. So, what is going on? Well, I'm barely in my apartment. My apartment is in Brooklyn, New York right now. I was in Chicago yesterday teaching a class on how to give head. And it's always really interesting because I go into these classes and I feel like the expectation that these women, they're mostly for women, have is that they're going to learn these mind-blowing techniques that are guaranteed to rock his world. When the truth is, when it comes to oral sex, you have your hands and your mouth and your imagination, eyes, you know, other, you could do some other things, but it's a very limited amount of style and more a maximum amount of how you transition and alter your own styles. And so when I get to that blowjob part of the actual lesson, I'm always very nervous because it's all this buildup and this is what people have come to this class for. And then it's a couple of techniques and then it's how you use them. So anyway, that's where I was yesterday, and I'm off to Mexico tomorrow for a destination wedding. My cousin Adam is getting married. I'm really excited. I happen to love destination weddings. It's actually only my second. It's not like I'm a pro at these destination weddings, but I happen to love them because it brings my whole family together in another situation where they can kind of let their hair go a little bit more, let themselves unwind, and really get to just party with your family, which if you haven't had that experience, it's quite an experience. And yeah, that's where my mind's at these days. I had lost my voice for a number of days. I apparently last weekend, Memorial Day weekend here in the United States, I played with a mean pole, a strip pole that is, in my underwear and bra down at a camping ground I was at. I had a lot of fun and I totally remember it. I say apparently because I can't still believe it was me doing this. We all have our own issues, and I definitely have grown up with some body image issues. And so to be on a stripper pole in front of lots of strangers, men and women, dancing to Motley Crue, Girl Don't Go Away Mad, among other songs, I kind of was the MC when nobody else was on stage. I elected myself to be this. So I was up there a lot, and I never got fully naked, but I did do well, I must say. I think I did. I'd like to see some pictures, but I haven't found any yet. So today what I decided to do is read you a story. And I need to give credit where credit is due. I did not write this story. This story comes from the book Naughty Spanking Stories from A to Z. That's Naughty Spanking Stories from A to Z. Really hot stories about spanking. It's edited by Rachel Kramer Bussell. Sorry, I tried to say that. You can, with a mouthful, you can check out her ramblings and other info. She's a very talented sex writer. At lustylady.blogspot.com, or just go to, ooh, did you hear that crash? That was the box for my podcast system. Or just go to rachelkramerbussell.com. That's RachelKramerBussell. The book Naughty Spanking is put out by Pretty Things Press, prettythingspress.com, in case you're interested in reading more on other books. There's tons of erotica books out there by Miss Allison Tyler and Pretty Things Press, and I guarantee you, you will find what you're looking for. And this story that really got me was by Thomas Roche. The you can check out, I believe he's the editor of Eros Zine, EROSZINE.com. He's also an amazing sex writer, and you will witness that from this story. It's called Just a Spanking, and again, it's by Thomas Roche, R-O-C-H-E. When I got home, When I get home, I can smell her before I see her. Walking down the long hallway, I recognize the familiar scent of her perfume mingled with that of her body. I know something interesting is in store, but I don't yet know what. I find her sitting on my living room couch, drinking a glass of my best Chardonnay. She's wearing a filmy little sundress that leaves little to the imagination. But the one thing I can't see is her thong. She always wears a thong when she comes to visit me, you see. That's one of our rules. Along with the rule that she can come over any time she wants. When she comes over, I anticipate seeing her underwear with great gusto, because it will tell me things I need to know. It's been quite some time, I tell her. A month at least. I've been busy, she says, swirling the wine around in her glass. Lots of stress at work. I guess that's why I need it so bad. And what is it you need? I ask her. She blushes and bites her lip. I go into the kitchen and get myself a beer. I return to the living room and sit in the big recliner we always use for these purposes. She stares at me across the empty space of the living room, looking a little nervous. Take off your dress, I tell her. She finishes her wine, sets the glass on the coffee table, and begins to unbutton her dress. Naomi and I dated for a time, but for various reasons, it didn't work out. There are certain things she needs, however, that I am still inclined to give. That's why she still has the key to my apartment. That's why I let her drink my wine. That's why she's visited me for more than a year, asking for what she wants. Naomi starts by reaching back and pulling the clasp out of her long blonde hair. She fluffs her hair and sets the clasp on the table. Her wheat-colored mane cascades over her shoulders, wisps of it scattering to the front, hanging not quite low enough to obscure her tits. Naomi unbuttons the front of her dress, revealing at least one thing I already know. She's not wearing a bra underneath. Her tits are big and firm and perfect, the nipples already erect despite the fact that it's a warm day. Naomi is petite but rounded, a bit of a bombshell. She's got the perfect ass for what I'm most interested in. I can feel my cock getting hard as I look her up and down. Naomi crosses her arms and lifts the sundress over her head. She stands there looking shy, revealed to me in nothing but a thong and a pair of high-heeled mules. I take a drink of my beer, never letting my eyes leave the tiny thong she's wearing. She tries to make eye contact with me, but I am fixated on her underwear, a tiny cotton thong. Pink, I notice. Just a spanking. We have a code, you see. It's not at all unlike the hanky code used by men who cruise gay bars, flagging right or left, proclaiming hungrily daddy boy top or hair-pulling bottom. Flagging right or left for Naomi is utterly unnecessary. However, she is always a bottom. Come over here, I tell her. Yes, sir. Hearing the familiar phrase from Naomi's kissable lips makes me smile. She is not an on-call bottom for me. In fact, I could hardly call her a bottom. She's always the one setting the agenda because nothing turns me on more than when she begs for it without saying a word. I do not call her. She comes when she wants it. Usually by the time she comes to me, she wants it so bad that she's aching. But not just any top will do. That's why she keeps coming back to me. She does not call first. She doesn't have to ask. She just shows up, ready for what we both need, whatever that happens to be. She comes to see me anywhere from twice a week to once a month. She lives an hour away, so it's quite a drive for her to get what she wants. She always wears thongs, because that's what I prefer. We have a limited repertoire. There are no peacock blue thongs, no gold lamé or black with orange polka dots to spell pubic hair fan or daisy chain or clown sex. A white thong means she wants me in her mouth. Red means she wants to be tied to my four-poster bed and fucked. Blue means she wants my hand inside her. Black, a color she so rarely wears, but did once 3 months ago, dirty girl that she is, means she wants it in the ass. And pink, the color she wears most often, more often than she ever asked for it when we were dating, more often than I ever gave it to her, though I would have if I'd known what a slut she is for it. Pink, my favorite color, stands for just a spanking. Naomi seems shy after her month off. She can see my cock is already hard, tenting my slacks appreciably as I lean back in the recliner and sip my beer, never taking my eyes off of her. She comes over to the recliner and looks down at me with little girl eyes, then smiles coquettishly. I hand her my beer, and she obediently sets it on the coffee table, far enough away that she won't kick it over when she thrashes in my lap. Over my knee, I tell her. Yes, sir, she says. Obediently, Naomi climbs onto the recliner and lays herself across it. It's not really over my knee, more like over my thigh, because I like to feel her belly rubbing against my hard cock as she squirms and wriggles in my lap. But I can use my knee to position her, and as I lift it, I wedge her comfortably into the V of my lap, pressing her weight against my cock. My hand is on her ass in an instant, touching the perfectly rounded globes with a connoisseur's appreciation. Naomi has the most gorgeous ass I have ever seen, because it needs spanking so badly. I slip my hand under the thong to feel her. She's even wetter than I expect. Her month off has clearly left her wanting it. I slide my fingers into her to remind her just how hungry she is for it, in case she should ever forget. I tease my fingertips over her sweet spot and press, testing the resiliency of her flesh. She squirms a little bit, anticipating the spanking. My first blow makes her jump. It's harder than my usual warm-up because I'm displeased with her for letting it get to this point. She should take better care of herself when she needs a spanking this bad. She should come to see me sooner, rather than putting it off. Naomi clutches the side of the recliner and whimpers as I spank her again, open-handed, across her sweet spot. I spank her harder, and she turns her face toward me. I see her teeth seizing one of her full, red-painted lips. "What did I tell you about biting your lip when I'm spanking you?" "Sorry, sir," she said. She sticks her tongue out as if to first force herself not to bite her lip. My hand comes down on her again, harder this time, and a sharp crack explodes through the living room. She gasps and pushes her ass into the air, asking for more. As if she needed to. I lay firm strokes on her bottom in a smooth rhythm, picking up speed. She squirms more. I can feel my cock throbbing against her. She grasps the side of the recliner and lifts her ass for me. I rub my hand over her reddening ass, check her pussy again. She's molten. Naomi can come from being spanked. Not all girls can. It's a matter of anatomy, I suppose. But Naomi came the first time I spanked her, the first time she'd ever been spanked. I touch her clit and feel it hard and swollen. She's close already. I spank her harder, increasing the pace. Her thighs are parted only slightly, enough for me to get my hand in. Legs open, I tell her, because I know that puts more pressure on her clit. She obeys me, her faltering, "Yes, sir," a shaky whimper. I snake my fingers into her long blonde hair to hold her in place. She has a tendency to thrash when she comes, and I don't want a bloody nose to soil my recliner. I spank her faster, harder, alternating between cupped and flat strokes. I feel her pleasure mounting. Her pale body has turned pink with arousal. Her ass wriggles back and forth as I spank her. "Hold still," I order her. She tries to say, "Yes, sir," but her voice is hoarse and it comes out as a desperate croak. I spank her faster, sending reverberations into my lap. I'm working only on her sweet spot now, the place where every stroke sends shudders into her clit. She moans uncontrollably with each blow, her hips cocked just so, begging me to finish her. But I pause, making her wait for it. I turn her head gently and make eye contact with her. She looks like a deer in the headlights. When we were together, she would always want me to make eye contact when she came. I have no opinion one way or another on the matter, but I know the eye contact during sex always makes her blush. And I love to see Naomi blush. Except there's not much more pink I can conjure in her face. She's already red and flushed and ready to come. I lock her eyes in mine and begin hitting her sweet spot over and over. She knows, as I do, that this is the technique I use to make her come. I give it to her in a steady rhythm, picking up speed, hitting her sweet spot harder as her face turns to a mask of desperation. She's right on the edge. I had planned to make her wait. I don't make her wait. I bring her to the brink of orgasm and then spank her faster with the flat of my palm, hard blows on her ass, making her clit surge. She comes, wailing, red mouth open wide, eyes fixed on mine as they go dull and glossy with orgasm. She vanishes into the heat and I spank her faster, feeling her twist and shudder in my lap. I let go of her hair and her head lolls downward. Her eyes are open wide, staring at the floor. I caress her ass, slapping lightly, cooling her down. I slip my fingers inside her and feel how wet she is, wet and tight. Her cunt still quivering with orgasm. She moans as my fingers rest inside her.
Thank you, sir,
she tells me. You're more than welcome, I answer. It's been nice seeing you again, darling. I hope I'll see you sooner this time.
Sir, she asks me.
Yes. She wriggles out of her position and curls up in my lap. She plants her mouth on mine and her tongue, which I haven't tasted in many months, since the last time she wore a red thong, slips into my mouth.
Will you fuck me, sir?
She asks breathlessly when our lips part. I chuckle. That's not the deal, I tell her. You wore pink panties. Just a spanking.
I'd like you to fuck me, sir, she says.
I sit the recliner up straight and gently push her off my lap. Just a spanking, I say. That's what pink means. Naomi drops her eyes and turns away. She walks over to her dress and picks it up, fumbling with the filmy garment as she squirms back into it. She looks at me one more time with hungry eyes, eyes pregnant with need. She's hoping I'll relent. I hold her eyes, smiling. I see her eyes flash to the wall clock and then return to mine. Naomi turns. Her heels click their way down the hall. She knows what I know. The mall's 10 minutes away. It closes at 9. The wall clock reads 8:45. I get up, walk to the coffee table, take a drink of my beer. I hope she parked close by. Whew, do I have to say anymore? Just a spanking Thomas Roche, edited by Rachel Kramer Bussell in the book Naughty Spanking, Stories from A to Z by Pretty Things Press. I'm Jamie Waxman. Check out PlayGirlTV.com and my site, JamieWaxman.com. Thank you for coming, I hope. And if not, you might want to replay this story because I can guarantee you'll come again and again and again.